Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Bank Podcast, and welcome home.
Slaps, bro.
Dude, do we have the hardest intro in the game?
Slaps, dude.
Dude, I nailed that, bro. That did was, you, for those of you who don't know, I made that intro.
Yeah, he made that.
Oh, he made that. You did the beginning.
Yeah, I added the lady's voice just for dramatic effect.
I threw that ending on. That is made by yours truly. We do it in-house.
Somebody, who was it? If you're listening, I apologize for not remembering who you are, but somebody was like, oh, I noticed that you guys have all original music on your podcast. And I was like, yes, we do.
Yes, we do, except for this one.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
That is not original.
No, but it still slaps.
Still slaps.
Best good times.
Top 10 best songs ever made.
I mean, the intro definitely is for sure. Did you accidentally have like another version of that on an episode we did recently?
Did I?
Because I remember like I made two with the lady's voice in the beginning and they're like slightly different.
Oh,
I was listening the other day and I was like, I feel like that's the only, maybe I was tripping. I don't know.
Oh, no, it could be. It might have been on the what's his face one. Tommy Wong, dude.
Greatest day ever.
Timmy Wong.
That was awesome. So what is new? What is good in the neighborhood, bro? You still got monkeypox?
No, I got a little something in there. A little tickle. It definitely, man, dude, ever like being sick after getting COVID, everything's different. Everything is different. I got
a different fever. Or bad?
No, bad different.
Is it?
I just had a fever like a week, 2 weeks ago. Dude, it's been 2 weeks now. Had a fever over the weekend. And when I get fevers, I get really cold. My skin hurts. It like gets sore. And like, I'll get the headache and then it'll turn into like a nasal thing. And then the nasal thing will turn into a throat thing. And the throat thing turns into a chest thing. And then it goes away. It like just migrates down. This one had an added element of profuse sweating at night.
Ugh.
I mean, soaking the bed.
Gross, dude.
The whole bed, dude. Just like waking up and being like, just it was crazy every single night, no exceptions. And there was no blanket, no shirt, no pants, just undies and soaking, dude. 67 degrees in the house, not hot. Fan on too, soaking.
I had a sinus infection last week for like a week or two.
Oof.
And yeah, that was pretty rough, man. I mean, I'm a baby when it comes to getting sick. I have a good immune system, okay? Pure blood over here with a good immune system. So when it hits me, even if it's just something small, I feel like I'm dying of like stage 4 cancer or something, like every time.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Like,
brutal.
I'm just a baby.
Just whatever. A baby.
Just a baby. So it's 4th of July weekend, so first of all, shout out to America, because, you know.
Fought for friggin' independence from those colonialists.
We can't do what we're doing right now if we live in, say, I don't know, Syria, right? So.
And they were in the Middle East.
Right, so shout out to America. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
Colonizers, yeah, baby.
Dude, you ever see that? I don't even know what gender it identifies as on TikTok. It's like the Native American dude chick.
Oh, I think I have.
And it's always like, hey, colonizer. And then it like goes on this rant.
Hey, guess what? Every powerful nation in history has colonized other lands.
That's what we do as human beings, bro.
Yeah, you're just calling me a human at that point.
You know?
That's what. Anyways. Look, man, I'm going to celebrate. America is a sketchy past, but so does everybody.
It's
just a collective of sketchy people doing sketchy things. And that's everyone. That's all humans.
Yeah, yeah. You got to take the L's with the W's.
Yeah, how come you can have like Mexican pride and do all that stuff when down there in Mexico, they're having 12-year-olds chopping people's heads off to get into the cartel? Like, what about that? Native American pride. Yeah, you guys butchered each other for 400 years over here. What about that?
The way it goes, bro.
Human sacrifices in South America.
Well, not only that, okay, we could talk about St. Paddy's Day. We've talked about this before, right? Like, everybody's favorite holiday is St. Paddy's Day, but it's literally about the dude it's like a genocide.
That cleansing in Ireland. Ran all the snakes out.
Right.
Actual snakes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got a past, bro. Everybody's got a past. If you think that, you know, oh, you know, we gotta stop Asian hate. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, go to Asia. You know who hates Japanese the most? Other Asians.
Yep.
Yeah. It's called like it is. Yeah. You know, it's like, and hey, we should be self-reflective. I can fully admit that, you know, yeah. Our country was built by unsavory characters, but all countries were built by unsavory characters. Unsavory characters are the people who get out there and get the stuff done. That's just how it is, man. Only psychos want to be presidents.
Yeah, dude. Psychos
want to be governors.
That's the thing, bro. However, I am looking into becoming the mayor of my town because I'm in a small town now. So
mayors, even some governors. But once you get the Congress, you get to like, you know, some legislative body up in the, I think I can run this. I can make a change for 356 million people. No, you can't. You're a crazy person. I am clean. I don't take bribes. Okay, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Started. Well, speaking of the past, you had a good idea.
Did I?
Yeah. Predictions for the future.
Dude, I have them. I predict that this camera is going to keep trying to focus.
I was just looking. I was like, yo, your camera is spazzing, dude.
This new background.
Is it? Yeah. There's nothing it's solid for it.
Contrast. It just grabs to whatever's the most contrast. And it's, I like keep putting the mustache out there. Be like, for all of you who know, I want everybody to know. That's the main reason I have a mustache, is so my camera autofocuses on my face. Hacking.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, I run this all by myself when I'm here by myself. So I don't want to ask Jade to come in and like, can you focus my camera for me? So I just like, you know what? Let me leave the mustache on. Let me shoot an episode and then I'll like trim it down for a couple of days and it'll come back. Like, time to do another episode.
Smart, dude.
Hacking, dude.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
A lot of conspiracy theories are now facts. And it leads you to go, okay, what happens next, right? Everybody's been talking about an economic collapse and a recession and a new world order. And Joe Biden just, what, a week and a half ago is talking about, you know, we have to protect the liberal world order.
Nothing to see here.
I didn't say that.
Nothing to see here, folks.
We talk about, you know, forced vaccinations and all this kind of crazy stuff that goes on, and they're going to microchip you and they're going to, and, you know, Bill Gates with Project ID or whatever it's called, ID 20. What is
ID 2020?
2030? 2020?
I think it's ID 2020.
It's ID 2020?
Or it's ID 20. I don't know. But yeah, Bill Gates, that one of them. Digital ID, yeah.
Let's have a digital ID for the entire world and one world government and one world currency and on all this stuff. And it's like, hey, this stuff is happening. It's happening. The EU, the G7 whatever summit this past year tested out during the Olympics government-controlled digital currency.
And we talked about
today. We're here.
We talked about Fedcoin. Yeah, dude. So what do you think? Okay. So listen, we talk a lot about like what they're trying to do, what the agenda is, and like, what do you think is actually going to happen? Let's just call it like in between like 5 to 50 years. Like, what do you think is going to go down here? Like, what do you really think is going to happen?
I believe that a few things are trying to be engineered. I don't know what the time frame on it is going to be, because there's obviously people who aren't going to get in there and try to do their own thing. You know, the Donald Trumps that are going to come in and like try to go against the system, even though it's all a charade and like presidents are mid-level government. You know, think they can get in and be a bunch of rabble rousers. They're going to delay things. Or you have just complete incoherent dum-dums who get in there, like our current president, and, you know, just sow a lot of unrest. So here's what I think is going to happen. I think the political voting, all that, it's just going to keep being just rife with open cheating, and they're just going to really grow the deepest roots of distrust in the system, because this system
on purpose though, right?
On purpose. Okay. I think it's going to be on purpose. They're just going to keep bringing in the worst candidates for both sides. I think DeSantis is going to run. I think Trump is going to run too and sink the whole Republican Party. And they're just going to bring in, and also I think which is going to make him not be able to be Florida's governor anymore, because he's got a few years left that he can run. So he's going to be just out, no political anything anymore. And DeSantis is a good guy. And so we're just going to get some Democrat garbage. And it's going to be not the whole thing. They're going to keep trying to do the riots. They're going to keep trying to just stoke the fire to get right against left instead of rich against poor kind of deal. And the elites are just going to keep doing their thing. They're going to completely collapse the dollar. It's going to become fiat so that they can go to a government-controlled digital currency. I was listening to a guy this morning. He was saying that one major reason you see inflation is not just because the dollar is weak, but because the 1%, the real 1% in America that are super wealthy are bailing on the dollar. They're getting rid of it. They're getting rid of their money. They're flooding the market with it because they're buying land, precious metals, digital currency. They're doing all that kind of stuff. They're just fleeing the dollar, which every financial investor that you listen to is telling you real estate, insurance programs, all this kind of stuff, crypto, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it also makes sense that inflation is happening, right? Everybody's bailing on the dollar when it just so happens that crypto is at like an all-time, not an all-time low, but a record low
over right. the last like big 10 dips. Years. Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's not $67,000 per coin anymore. It's only like 38. It's almost half the price. So now they can just buy, or put in purchases so that it doesn't actually raise the price anymore. You know, put it in, I'm going to hold it, whatever. So I think they're going to make the currency, the dollar, the American dollar fiat, which is going to cripple everywhere else. Everywhere else uses the dollar still. So the EU is already ready to bail on their currency and go to a digital government controlled digital currency. Our dollar is crippled. So if we pull out, everybody has to follow what we're doing. And a huge, the other strongest currency, the pound or the euro, is ready to go too. They want to get out of that. So if we go, they're going, and then everybody's going. So the next milestone, I think, government controlled digital currency. I think that's the next big one. And they're going to backpack. I think the running of the presidents, like their platform, is going to be stabilizing our currency.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense, especially the first part you were talking about with the sowing the distrust in the system. I mean, you can just in the last 2 years, right, since the last election, and honestly before that too, but just definitely in the last 2 years, you've heard it a lot, right? Like on the right, everybody's saying, oh, it was rigged, it was this, it was that, right? And that's sowing a bunch of distrust for half the people, right? But then even on the left side, you have people like even Joe Biden, right? And these other people saying that, like, you know, they use the term, it's a threat to our democracy, right? Sowing distrust in our democratic procedures and these types of things. And I think that, yeah, I think that they are totally manufacturing distrust in their own systems, because you have to collapse the system in order to bring out the new system, right? Order out of chaos, right? The phoenix rising from the ashes, like that's the whole thing. Burn it down and rebuild it. And even like in these protests, right, which you and I both know that a lot of these major protests and movements, they're infiltrated, right? They got the suits, the alphabet boys are in the movements that are protesting and stuff. So when they were out there burning shit down and they're like, oh, we got to rebuild the system, the system's broken, you know, tear it down and rebuild it new. Like, that's not just a bunch of hippies saying that for nothing. There's some nefarious actors behind the scenes pushing that. So I totally agree.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the last round of protests over Roe v. Wade getting repealed. These were happening in cities. Like, so it gets repealed and then it's going to go to the states to decide.
Right.
And then the states are probably going to delegate out to the cities, you know, the local and major cities and stuff. Like, New York's not repealing Roe v. Wade.
No.
California's not repealing Roe v. Wade.
No.
They're not, or you know, it's not going to ban abortions.
Right.
California's not, okay? Portland, Oregon, you know what I mean? You're good. All these blue cities, you're good. And everybody's freaking out about this stuff. It's like, I have a feeling that it's hard for me to believe that people are, no, it's not. It's really easy for me to believe that people are that stupid and that like just incensed all the time to be like, the federal government did what? And then you got everybody, all the black talking heads on TV going, they're going to put y'all back in chains. Like Joe Biden said, you know,
or yeah,
somebody said that.
Well, they're talking now. They're all like, gay marriage is next, right? Like, this sets a precedent.
Gay marriage is next.
So they're going to take away gay. Look, here's the thing, bro, right? Like, and we've talked about this, and I don't want to turn this whole episode into like an abortion thing, but you bring up a good point. It makes me think, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that are super upset about the whole thing. And it's like, dude, listen, this is exactly what you wanted. You just don't even realize it, right?
Yeah,
like,
you want the state to decide.
You want the people to make the decisions, right? You're tired of the top down shenanigans.
That's what they want.
They
want a king.
I don't think that they really do, though. I don't even think they know what they want. They don't understand what it is that they're asking for, right? But like deep down inside, nobody wants, you know, daddy to govern me harder. We want people to decide, right? And that's what you now have. Now you know, if you believe in voting, now you can go and vote and make an actual something happen in your states. Are there going to be states where you can't get abortions? Of course, right? Is there going to be states where you can get abortions up to 18 years of life? Probably, right? They'll find a way, because that's just how people are, right? Yeah. But yeah, it's insane. Well, I see these protesters and they're like, guns have more rights than my uterus. And I'm like, really? When was the last time that you weren't allowed to cross state lines, right? When was the last time you couldn't go to a bar, right?
Yeah, like, when's the last time you could have a strap around your shoulder, but you couldn't hold a pipe?
Right. your uterus has to be so long in order for it to be legal. Otherwise, you have to go fill out more paperwork to the federal government to have a longer uterus, right? Like, that's not...
Background check to have a baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's ridiculous, dude.
They can ban you from having babies.
It's ridiculous, dude. And you know,
if you're a felon.
Yeah, there you go. If you're a felon, no uterus, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not even like... I don't even take a hard stance on abortion, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, like, I get the conception is life argument. I understand it. Like, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm also the kind of person where I feel like there's got to be a certain point where, like, you can do it and it might not be a morally bad thing. Obviously, I'm not talking, like, late-term abortions or anything crazy, but...
The whole problem that people have, and this is why I say they want a king. They want somebody to legislate morality. Mm-hmm. The right and the left both want it.
Yeah.
They want the guy at the top to say, this is good, this is bad, and here's our laws. And one side has one way of viewing it. The other side has another way of viewing it. And there's a whole bunch of people in the middle that are like, eh, this could go either way. But they just want somebody, just, I don't want to think, I don't want to vote, I just want to throw a fit when I don't like it. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do.
Exactly. And I'm a hardcore libertarian, bro. Honestly, I feel like I should be able to do whatever I want.
I want to go vote.
Yeah.
Let's go to the town hall. Let's do the hearing. Let's let this guy present his side and that lady present their side, and let's talk about it and let's figure it out. And then I'm going to vote for what my community is allowed to do.
That's how it should be.
That's how it should be. And honestly, it should just be like, leave me alone. I can do what I want.
That's what I'm saying. It should literally, I'm all about taking stuff away from the federal government, dude. The federal government's way too big. I personally think that the only thing that they should be in charge of is keeping the interstates up to par and like making sure we don't get nuked.
Yeah, we should have like military defenses and
and like some infrastructure, right? Some. Like keep the ports going, keep the highways nice, you know. But that's it, dude.
Yeah. Make sure, you know, air travel, you know, some. I mean, the thing is that the idea is good. But again, it's a bunch of lazy people deciding, I don't want to think about this. You do it. Right. We give way too much power to the president. The president then goes and elects, you know, the EPA or the FDA. These are not elected entities. These are not like real federal entities. Nobody's voted into it, and you can't vote anybody out of it. It's a business. You've got a Vanguard group being commissioned by the administration to fix the problem they created and bail all the banks out.
Yeah, BlackRock.
That was Vanguard Group, wasn't it?
No, it was BlackRock. It was BlackRock? Fink. What was his name?
Oh yeah, Fink. That's right.
Yeah.
BlackRock. So it's like these are not government officials. These are, you don't have access to any of their information. It's all hidden. So you've got the EPA telling you, oh, you can only use these kinds of light bulbs. You can only flush your toilet this many times. Like, you gave too much power to the president. He's not the king. He's just like a guy that goes and talks to other countries. And, you know, he's your mascot. That's all he's supposed to be.
Just smiling and shaking hands.
Yeah, dude, the people that are supposed to be the ones getting things done and moving everything forward and taking your community to the next level is your local legislature. Your mayor is supposed to be doing all, you know, and his whole group are supposed to be doing the real like stuff that actually impacts you. And then the governor's supposed to be just facilitating, making sure that all the mayors and the city commissioners and councils and blah, 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 get their stuff done and making sure we have good relations with other states, setting up, you know, your little tri-state area kind of thing. And then they also, then, you know, they have the legislative body, you know, and their representatives up in the Capitol, and they're just being like, hey, you know, Georgia and Florida and Alabama, you know, they kind of got this thing going. They want to blah, blah, blah. That whole area needs kind of this. And they go and plead their case to the, well, I don't even know what, House of Representatives or whatever, Congress. And, but most of the groundwork is supposed to be done. And that's what you're seeing a lot in Florida. DeSantis is like the friggin' just holding back the overreach of the government.
They're going to take him out, dude.
Well, they're not going to have to. He's well, going like to said, and it's going to be out. He's right. 100% going to lose. And this is the thing. If Donald Trump runs, everybody, the whole Democrat Party, I mean, the Democrat Party is in 100% for sure. And I don't believe that it's not going to be like overt cheating to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah, 100%. So you want to hear my prediction of what's going on or going to happen? This is going to get woo real quick.
It's going to get woo? Like Woo Haven?
No, like woo woo.
Like Wuhan?
Yeah, like woo.
Are we in for another pandemic?
Oh, I got the monkeypox. Excuse me. Okay, so check this out. Tuesday, the 5th, July 5th, July the 5th, CERN. Okay, CERN's powering up, and they're going to run experiments using the most power they've ever used, right? They are.
Oh, it's the one in Texas?
No, the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider in
Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland, thank you.
They're building one in Texas, right?
There's actually a few of them. There's quite a few of them.
The biggest one ever, I think, is going to be in Texas.
Oh, of course.
And it's like, I think it's five times the size of the Hadron Collider in Switzerland.
Imagine. Okay, put a pin in that. Yeah. Put a pin on that, the Texas thing, because I'm going to get to that in a second. You just made me think of something. Anyway, so they're going to power up CERN, okay? Now, I heard this theory the other day that, and it makes sense because we've talked about CERN opening portals and all that stuff, okay? What if they have ability, whether it be through like the Project Looking Glass technology or something, they have the ability to peer into these other dimensions, quantum computing, I don't know. They're peering into alternate dimensions and they're finding ones where the Illuminati, let's just use that term, the Illuminati has full control. Because right now, I don't think that they have full control. I think they're battling for control, okay? So they're peering into other dimensions where they are looking for themselves having full control, and they're trying to merge this reality with that reality.
Oh, so instead of trying to get to it, they're just trying to align ours with it?
Right. They are altering the frequency of this reality so that it can match the frequency of an alternate reality to merge the two together. And they've been trying this over and over and over again. That's where you get these Mandela effects that happen, right? But yes, right? So this is what I think is going to happen. Okay, so I started watching Stranger Things from the beginning, episode 1, season 1, okay? And you know, they have you seen Stranger Things?
A lot of it, not all of it.
Okay, so but you get the idea. They have the upside down world, right? It's like this alternate reality. It's like the dark, it's like what's all around you, you just can't see it, right? It's this lower vibrational reality. And then like, you know, the scientists in the lab, they like opened up some portal of some kind, and like the Demogorgon or whatever is coming through into this reality. You got characters from the show going into the upside down and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's predictive programming in my mind, right? I mean, think about it. The new Stranger Things just came out. Biggest show, right? Everybody's subconscious is being affected by this idea that there's like this alternate upside down reality and that it's merging with real reality. So I really think that that's what they're trying to do. And I think that that's what's going to happen, right? You talk about people when they talk about like, you know, the end times and all this stuff.
Dude, that's one of the tribulation things. They give the keys to the abyss are given to Apollyon. And he opens the abyss and the dang creatures come out. It's brutal, dude. Okay, so I fully believe I'm not going to be here for that. But how wild would it be to see? Like, there's that that morbid curiosity, dude, that's just like, what is it going to be like, right? Because like with the predictive programming thing, I believe it. And then I also have like this other kind of deal where it's like, this has been predicted, a version of it has been predicted, you know, since Revelation was written in like 90 AD. And then there's, oh, dude, I thought those were gunshots. It's the fireworks. I was like,
oh, I took my headphone off because I was like, what is that sound? Headphone off,
and then I heard all this popping out there. And I'm like, whoa, dude, it sounds like a friggin' AK is going off.
Well, somebody's blowing up.
Some nasty stuff?
Something big, bro. Yeah. Like,
anyway. So like 90 AD or whenever it was, Revelation was written. It was given to the seven churches in Asia Minor, whatever. So like a lot of that stuff has just carried through for a long time. And then, you know, you've got like the spiritual realm that, you know, it just has always been a thing. And then you see a version of it in the Matrix, where there's like something more real that you're going to like wake up to and be like, oh man, this is like an echo of what's happening out there. You know, there's something more real. So it's like, we've believed these things in some form, you know, forever, you know, that there's like something after life and there's a spiritual realm that's actually happening around us that like impacts what, and we're just living in like the echo of it. And so, yeah, it's like, I do believe that there is like predictive programming happening, but it's also like, what if it's just like it's just in the DNA and it's just coming out in stories?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, so like there's a lot of, they use the same archetypes in things, yeah, right? In stories.
Carry through.
There's like a saying, I don't know the exact quote, but it's something like only 12 stories have ever been told, ever. And it's just, they change the plot here, they change characters here, and they tweak them and stuff. But it's the same 12 stories, no matter what show, movie, book, you know, yeah, mythology, it's all the same 12 stories.
Yeah, it's like, there's not much variation. You can like combine different things because, you know, like there's the hero's journey or whatever and right, whatever. And then there's like the opposite of that where it's like the villain, you know, whatever. But yeah. It's like, there's definitely, because there's so many things that are predicted, you know, or what some religions prophesied, you know, you've got like the Mayans and they've prophesied things and predicted things. And then the, I believe Islam has a lot of prophecies in it. And then Judaism's got a lot of prophecies in it. Christianity's got some prophets, like additional prophecies in it and stuff. It's like over the course of, you know, how many thousands of years it's been, some form of that has got to be creeping into these stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Stranger Things it sounds exactly like what is going to, you know, be happening, what happens in Revelation when these creatures come out of the abyss. And, but it's, you know, it's a little bit different because the Revelation says that like the devil, I believe the devil removes the ability to die for it's not three and a half years. I don't know. It's like a few months. You can't die. And these things, they come out of the abyss and they've got, you know, they're just freaky looking and they will bite you. And the bite is like, it's the worst thing ever. It's, people will just beg for death, won't be able to die. It's just pure agony for like months.
Do you remember that movie?
Thing you can think of.
You remember that movie, The Fog?
Yeah.
And the fog would roll in, and then in the fog were like these interdimensional, it was literally that was the plot, right? Like there was a tear in the dimensions and this fog was rolling in from another dimension, and in the fog was like these monsters.
Yeah,
right. And they were like eating people and stuff. Like,
yeah, that movie was wild.
Yeah, it's wild. Like,
it kind of sucked, but the plot was good.
Yeah, I mean, correctly, that's a lot of movies now, man. I watch a lot of movies that are like crappy movies, right? Like C-level movies, low budget, like it's just, yeah, not good acting.
But the story's good.
The story's great. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys got it, man. You just needed like $100 million to make this look good, you know? But, oh, okay. So I want to get back to the pin that we put in the Texas thing. Okay. Somebody listening to this knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's a show on Netflix called Oats Studios. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
You got Netflix?
Yeah.
Look for Oats Studios.
All right.
Okay. It's kind of like a Black Mirror thing where every episode, you know, it's different, right? It's not like one story just going for, excuse me, forever. But there is a, I'm going to find it. I got to find it because in the pilot episode, okay, it's all about these reptilian aliens that use the black goo and they come and take over the world, right? And humans are like, you know, going extinct because of this, but they're like capturing humans and like merging them with machines, like creating like this transhuman, you know, situation. But I want to find a picture of this because, dude, I'm telling you right now, it's the predictive programming. Here we go. Okay, where's my Zoom? I got to share the screen. Anybody who's listening, you should be watching because listening is for nerds.
Whoa, dude.
This is the reptilians that come. Now notice, he's a reptilian, bro. Mm-hmm. This is a lizard creature. But you see the black goo?
Yeah.
It's like nanotech, like, stuff, right? Like, it's like the nanotech. And then they're, like, capturing people and, like, merging them with machines. Like, here's another good picture, right? The reptilians, they capture the politicians and they like chipped his brain, so he's just like calling for the humans to come, you know, come join us, they're good, they're here for our help. And they're just like covered in this black goo. There's like this black goo that flies around, like, dude,
whoa,
it is wild. But then, like, you know, and I'm sure we've talked about this, right? The black goo and the nanotech transhuman agenda thing.
I don't know if we have.
Have we not talked about that, dude? Black goo.
Dude, black goo CERN is a thing.
Dude, so there's so much stuff. Okay, like Venom is a good example. Oh, yeah. Right? Like, he's like the black goo. Dude, there's like, it's going to be hard to find, but there's so many like pictures and music videos.
Oh, you know what? Now that you say it, yeah, dude, like I can think of a bunch of like, I wouldn't even be able to say for certain what it is, but like, you know, celebrities with the black slime on the hand coming,
yes,
down,
dude,
over half their face or whatever. Oh,
yes, dude. I truly think that they are getting ready to like throw the hammer down on some,
the
like
darkness is taking over.
Crazy, yeah, some crazy transhuman merging the realities situation. That's my prediction, man. I don't even know how to like articulate what I think is gonna happen, but like it's something.
Yeah, I think what's crazy is I think we're gonna get to the cusp of some crazy things, but the system, the human condition can't sustain, I don't believe, the level of innovation that we're approaching. We're just there's too much tribalism and primal instinct in the human, period. Oh yeah, there she is.
Here's our friend Greta. All right, obviously covering the eye, right?
ID right there.
Look.
Black goo covering the eye. Triangle over the eye in the other one.
Bro. Something's going down.
Yeah.
Something's going down, man. I think that the elite freaking parasite class, man, I think that they know that the things aren't going the way that they want entirely. And they are like getting ready to pull some stuff, whether it's Project Bluebeam, I don't know. You know, maybe they shut all the grids off. There's going to be something so chaotic that comes. Maybe a new pandemic where they're going to just do all the things that they want. They're just going to do the Hail Mary.
Yeah, again, like I don't these things take time, and a lot of the elites currently are still very, very old. And so it's like, you know, every generation ups the ante of the last one. So it's not like the old white guys, I don't think, that we have to worry about. It's the new kids that are coming in there that already have some pretty wild beliefs. Like, as crazy as George Soros is, and as crazy as Klaus Schwab is and stuff, and they got, you know, all this, the new world order and all this stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, their ideas are still, I think, classical take over the world. I am going to control entities that control everything. Where, you know, there's that new woo-woo kind of school of thought that comes in and goes, you know, what if we just, you know, what happens when we get, you know, a little more dark, a little more spiritual, a little more, you know, sinister with it? What if we get a little more, you know, because people are being desensitized and dehumanized, like we're othering each other more. Like, you know, there's a, like, you can't be left enough anymore. They're devouring themselves, or devouring their own cities. It's like they're othering themselves now, or they were othering anybody who disagreed with them. But now it's like it's just getting more and more. And you've got pretty much every country is like, there's no allies between countries anymore. They're just like mutually not going to destroy each other. Like, everybody's just isolated and apart. Oh, look at that nice little Shiva there.
Yeah, so like, here's the thing, right? So, and we're looking at a picture of the front of CERN, where they have the giant Shiva statue, right? And it's, you know, it's the goddess of destruction. And like you talked about when we talked about CERN, how, you know, that there's other entities, different names, same entity, right? So like, whatever belief you may have, there is an entity that is the same as Shiva in every mythology and religion and so on. But like,
this is wild looking, man. Like, why would they have that, dude?
Open it, because what they're doing, dude, is they're opening portals or merging realities for these other entities to come into this reality. Okay, remember when we talked about the Lucifer's technology? Yeah. And how like technology may have been built by people who were possessed by demonic entities in order to bring more entities into this reality, right?
Dude, my brother, he read me something, I think from the Book of Enoch. And it was saying that Enoch was saying that like the people of the earth were exceedingly wicked and knew things they were not meant to know about the stars and the heavens. I'm like, whoa, dude. And then right after he read that to me, I was on like Instagram or Facebook Reels or whatever, and you know just scrolling through, just wasting time. This guy, why is my freaking camera not focusing? This guy is talking about how the pyramids, you know, the shape of them, if you take the circumference and then if you take the whatever, the perimeter, you take the whole whatever, and you know, it's like whatever it is times 43,200, you get the
circumference of the earth and stuff.
Circumference of the earth, and then you get the because it somehow, it's like the perimeter times the wobble of the earth's axis, you get true north. Not magnetic north, true north. And then you do that same, the base perimeter times the wobble in the earth's axis, and you get the circumference of the earth. It's like just ridiculous math for people who didn't have calculators. They didn't even have the abacus yet. Like, apparently, that's what the historians will tell you.
Right.
There's no way that was not built. And they say it was built pre-flood, like not by the Egyptians. Dude. Have you heard like what they actually originally looked like?
Like polished.
White. They were alabaster white. And the final like section on the top, the final like that solid
capstone,
capstone was gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Could you imagine the sun hitting that with the whole, oh, come dude, on.
Those
bro.
People weren't primitive, man. I do not buy that not narrative
there's no
at way. All, dude. There's I no mean, way. So there's a guy, a geologist, Robert Schock, Dr. Robert Schock, right? I think he's a professor at Boston University. Maybe it's not Boston University, but anyways, he's a guy. Okay. And him and like Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson, right? Like they're all in this whole thing where they're like, you know, checking out these ancient structures and like all this stuff. Well, for the longest time, history, his story said that the Egyptians built all the shit at Giza like 3,500 BC. Okay. So like 5,000-6,000 years ago. Okay. And then that was like the birth of civilization, essentially. Robert Schock goes over there and he looks at the enclosure around the Sphinx and he says, this is water erosion all around the enclosure of the Sphinx. And the last time that there was enough water flow here to make this kind of erosion was like 30,000 years ago, right? So then if you use like the sky clock thing, right? And this is how they kind of determine like, oh, it was 3,500 BC because, oh, like the pyramids aligned to the stars of Orion 3,500 years ago. And it's like, okay, so maybe they built them 3,500 years ago and aligned them with the stars of Orion. If you go back to the previous time before that, when the stars aligned, it was 30,000 years ago. So those things were built at least 30,000 years ago.
And that's if that was the purpose of building them.
Right.
Because honestly, they're way more advanced than just aligning to Orion.
Well, yeah.
It's like, we only know what we've figured out. We have no idea why they actually built them.
Right.
They could do so much more. And they don't, like, just we don't even know how they were built, let alone what they were for. Right. We've talked about, like, the geometric shapes with sound and all that kind of stuff. Like, some people theorize that they could have, over time, built them using sound and just compile, like, I don't know how it works.
I believe it. I believe it. We actually had Matt from the Great Deception podcast. You remember Matt, the World Fairs?
Yeah, yeah.
He came on Infinite Rabbit Hole like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he gave us a full 100-page presentation on star forts, right? And like how they're like, you know, built using sound, and like they utilize sound energy and like waveform energy and all these things. And, you know, Jeremy, you know, he's like, I don't know, he's in the Navy, but he works on like electric stuff. I don't know. He knows things, right? And he's looking at this and he's like, dude, that's how you would deflect waves, is with the shapes that these star forts have and all this stuff. So, yes, dude, I totally believe that they were tapping into something else. But that, like, this goes back to the CERN thing. I think that they're doing it now again. I think that this process repeats, right? Like,
100%.
You know, like the whole history repeats itself or history rhymes situation. I think that, I don't know, let's just call it 30,000 years ago, people were building technologies that were just way beyond what we should be playing with, right? They were tapping into frequencies and things like that that just shouldn't be done, okay? And they might have messed up. They might have messed up and opened a portal and caused a flood, right? Or whatever.
Then, well, see, here's what's interesting, right? So it's like, this is one thing that bothers me about historians. They throw math around because it absolutely cannot line up with the Bible, no matter what. They'll go, all right, there's no denying that the pyramids were eroded by water, and Christians already believe that they were built before the Egyptians enslaved the Jews. But it's just have to be way earlier than what they say it was. So and then so they can still get away with it being water, but it wasn't in the time frame, so it's not the flood. Whatever, dude. Call it whatever you want. As soon as you get water erosion, you can't gauge time anymore. So I'm calling it the flood. But before that happened, right? So in the book of Adam, it says that, you know, Adam and Seth, his, you know, Cain was cursed, and there was like a cave that they lived in somewhere outside the garden. They lived in a cave, and it was the cave of promise. And so I think God had brought them, or had an angel bring them, like, just nice things, gold. I think it says gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is like what Jesus was given when he came back. So, you know, they get like, you know, they're in the cave, and they're told to just stay in the cave. This is where you live. The cave's got everything you need right outside. You know, you're good. Cain kills Abel and then is cursed, and him and his family have to live outside the cave. And so they go and live down in the valley, and it just becomes this dichotomy: who's in the cave and who's not. And so Cain and his descendants lure the people that live in the cave out down to them with like music and partying, because one of Cain's descendants invents a stringed instrument.
And so eight string guitar.
Yeah, he makes the Daryl Dimebag and Dean battle axe. And so they're down there just playing Enter Sandman, and everybody's coming down, and it just becomes like this dichotomy: who stays in the cave, who doesn't. And then you get into Enoch, where he's telling like the people that are not in the cave are just opening themselves up to everything, and they're learning stuff that should not be learned, and stuff that they were never meant to know, and getting into all kinds of stuff. And their mind is set on evil all day long, and they're just murderous, and they're sacrificing themselves to these entities. It's crazy. It's absolute craziness. Noah stays in the cave. Noah gets saved from the flood. But there is some verse somewhere, and I have trouble finding it, that says God was full of anger and smote Rahab, which in the context of it, they think it was another planet. That somehow, and you know, it's like some things are metaphors, some things are not. Somewhere there's a reference that there was another planet that was where the devil resided, and was like his base of operations, and he struck that planet, and that's when he was cast to Earth. So he like vacated Rahab and then came to Earth, and that's where you get like the people in the cave, the people not in the cave. You got the lizard and you have the eagle, and you have like this dichotomy just started. And so then it makes sense. Enoch and everybody, they're learning all of this alien spirit, demon, whatever. And they build the pyramids, and there's also Pangaea. All the continents were just one continent. So it makes sense that they build the pyramids, and then you build the ziggurat, and then you build the stuff in the South America and all that kind of stuff. And that they're all the same shape ish. They all do these weird calculations. Everybody's got like this. They're built to calculate time initially, right? So like the ones in South America, they've got the shadows that get cast, and then makes the snake thing, and it does the seasons and all whatever. All of them have some kind of crazy technology. They're all built roughly, I think, around the same time that they can kind of trace it back to. I think they said that the ones in South America were rebuilt. Like the base of them are way older than the tops.
Yep.
They were rebuilt. And then you have the entities that just get carried forward, right? You've got the Molech that's, you know, sacrificing the baby, and you've got the Shiva that's standing on the baby. You've got, dude, this stuff gets carried through. All cultures have some sort of entity killing a baby.
Okay. Do you remember the movie The Fifth Element?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's old. Yeah.
Right, with Bruce Willis. Tucker. Yeah, Chris, yeah, Chris Tucker, Bruce Willis. So yeah. I watched this movie, 3 weeks ago, right?
Because watch it again.
Yeah, I like watching old movies. It's classic stuff, right? But in The Fifth Element, in the very beginning, okay, it's in the desert somewhere in like the Middle East, right? And there's like this temple, right? And it was in like the early 1900s, right? And there was like a, you know, an archaeologist there, you know, like a European or a Western archaeologist was there in this temple. And there was like the nomadic peoples. And then there was like the priest who was tasked with like guarding this temple, right? Well, as the archaeologist is like reading the hieroglyphs and all this stuff, an alien ship, a giant ship shows up, right? And they open up a secret door in the temple, right? And it's got the four elemental stones positioned around the fifth element, which is so there's the four elemental stones positioned around the centerpiece, which is the fifth element, which is the being, right? The supreme being. And the aliens take the supreme being, right? And they leave, and then they tell the priest, hey, pass the knowledge down, we'll be back in whatever it was, 300 years, okay? Because that's like the time, like cycles, right? Every however many thousands of years the thing happens, right? So then the evil entity shows up in deep space, right? And it's like a giant black hole planet thing that's just sucking things up, right? It's just eating everything. Its whole purpose is to just consume life, right? So it shows up, and then the aliens come back with the fifth element, right? And then the fifth element is the chick who ends up, you know, whatever. Yeah. But my point is like, this has got to be cyclical. I think that this has happened before. I think going back to when they first built the pyramids, whether it was 30,000 years ago or 300,000 years ago, whatever it was, the people were opening portals. They were doing things, right? They, whether they knew it was coming and they were trying to fight against it, or they were bringing it about, whatever it is. And I think we're doing it now. You see behind me this TV, okay? This is a portal. Okay, this is part of the Lucifer's technology, the black cube, the screens. Think about how messed up our society is right now because of screens and the things that we see on screens, whether you're talking social media, you know, whatever it is, people on their phones just getting hyped up and fighting and protesting. And like, we are being possessed single day.
I can see you right now, dude.
Right.
I feel like I'm in a dream right now. When you're saying this, I'm like tripping right now. I can see you. You're not here.
No.
You're like way out, like 40 minutes away from me right now, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a port. We just opened up a portal.
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's like one layer. One layer is like, it's a portal for us to communicate right now as we are.
I can watch this later and I can see you from hours ago.
Right. But also the entities, the demonic entities, utilize the same portals. We have built technology that allows entities to access us. Because this is all, this screen I'm looking at right now, it's frequencies and frame rates, right? And like, it is tapping into our brain on some weird level that we don't even understand fully. Somebody does, but I don't, right? But like, well, that's the thing.
They do understand, like,
right?
The I think we've talked about this before, like apps when they first came out were not the color they are now,
right?
They were easy on the eyes, and they purposely changed the colors of them to be disruptive to the eyes, so you're on them for longer.
In music too.
Music, same deal, dude. They start messing with the hertz,
yeah,
and they start getting like real weird with the repetitive. I mean, it's like, how is it that the same 10 songs play?
Because it's the same chords.
Not the top 10 songs.
It's the same chord structures, right? So that's a good point, right?
One,
so
four,
like
5-1, dude.
Music used to be recorded. The standard was 432 hertz,
mm-hmm,
right? So
that's still how it is in like the UK.
Is it?
Yeah, like
that's,
you try
the
to
standard.
You play like a UK song on your guitar, it won't sound right.
So yeah, well,
which album? Their first album was recorded at a different hertz.
First album's always the best album.
I know.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so like that's like another example, right? Like it used to be 432, and that frequency resonates with us in a positive way, right? It has effects that we don't even perceive, but it's like a good resonance for humans and for the earth, 432. Then they switch the standard to 440, which is a disruptive frequency, right? Because I think using music, using screens and frame rates and all these other things, they are literally disrupting enough of the frequency all around us and in our minds to allow these demonic entities easier access to us, right?
Yeah, well, also, like, it could be that it even resonates more. So, I mean, like, if you think about, like, we are water, and the way that you have you ever seen, I think is it Veritasium or something, one of those YouTube channels, they have the pool that has that's just surrounded by paddles that are all machine.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
They can move them and then they could sync up the waves, and then it creates like that, like all the water goes to the bottom and shoots out the top when they get the right frequency of waves. It's like, it could be that it's disrupting, but then there's also instances where like being in perfect sequence with something causes damage. Like you go and hit the same resonant frequency as a cup of, you know, a glass cup, explode it.
Here's a good example. I'm pulling this up. This is dialed in right here. Okay. So this is water molecules. Okay. And I forget the guy's name. There's been a lot of different studies on this, right? It's like some form of cymatics or something, right? Where like they'll take a water molecule and this is using words and intentions, but they also do it with frequencies. But words and intentions are frequencies, right? So you can see here, like, thank you. It's this beautiful crystal, right? You know, everything looks love. Look, it's geometric. It's beautiful. It's like a little snowflake, right? John Lennon, right? Like just positive things. But then look here. It says, I will kill you. Look at the water molecule, right? Like it's disrupted. It's not in any way like good, you know, even on the water molecule.
Did I send you that video of the guy talking about how like our brains give off light frequency?
I don't know, but
you might have already seen it. Maybe you sent it to me. I can't even remember. But the guy was this dude. He's saying he's like, yeah, your thoughts, it sends off light and sends off frequency into the universe. And he's like, you don't believe me? How does a brain scan work? We're detecting the waves that are coming off of your brain. We have detectors for it, so it's giving something off. We can tell with a machine whether you're happy, you're sad, you're fearful, you're, you know, all those things, because your brain gives off waves where we can indicate, oh, that's what this is. And I wonder, like, because you say like intention is thoughts. And then like, when you say like, this is the thing that always made me a skeptic of like, oh, okay, this plant understands English, I will kill you. But if it's the intention of it, that's cross language. It's like that breaks all language barriers.
Right.
It's like the intention of it or the thought behind it.
It's a certain frequency. That
energy off of your thought.
I mean, light is just a frequency.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah,
what sound is coming out of your mouth. But then here's the other thing, dude. What if like language came from somewhere, right? It would be so crazy if all languages were divided, right, or created, right, with the same words have the same effect across all languages on matter,
like the water molecule, you know, thing, right?
Like, yeah, like kill in English and whatever it is, muerte in Spanish, it all Like those two sounds have the same effect.
That'd be kind of crazy. Well, because it's not just the sound that your mouth is making, like you're saying, it's the light frequencies that are coming out of your brain that you're directing, right? Doesn't matter what language you're saying it in, right? It's the universal language, right? This is why, you know, let's just say aliens are real, right? Super intelligent aliens that don't have mouths to speak. They just speak telepathically. It's because it is a universal language to just emit certain emotion and frequency using the light wave of your thoughts, right?
This is what I have always hypothesized, that man, when he was, you know, before the fall, he could see the entire spectrum of light. I've always believed that.
I believe that too. I actually,
you'd be able to see every, you'd be able to know exactly what a person is feeling just by seeing the light that comes off of them.
So here's a theory. And I was doing a TikTok live one day talking about this theory and they shut my live stream off. Okay. So this is how I know this is on point, but so here it is. Reptilian shapeshifters. Okay. We all have this thought in our mind when somebody says reptilian shapeshifters, that it's a physical lizard being that has the ability to shapeshift itself to look like whatever, Joe Biden, right? No. That's not how it works. How it works is there are entities that have, they're far more advanced in their minds than we are, okay? They have the ability to alter light frequencies. So what happens is, your mind is putting out this light frequency, like you're saying, okay? These entities know how to pick that up, tweak it, and then send it back to you. So you're looking at something and seeing, let's just use Joe Biden because it's fun. You're looking at Joe Biden, you see Joe Biden. What it really is like another entity that is shrouded, let's just say, like in a cloak that looks like Joe Biden, only because he is altering your perception of the light frequency. So we only see a very small spectrum of light with our eyes, right? The spectrum of light is huge. We see a very small piece of it. They know how to tap into that little piece of light and hack it. So when you look at them, you see whatever it is that they want you to see. They're not physically shape-shifting in any way. They're just tweaking the light.
Dude, the human is so limited. We have been put under such restraints, like massive restraints. The things that like animals can do, the things that, I mean, like if you think, oh, like horses have like a sense, maybe, or maybe they can just see more light than we can, you know? Or how do animals talk to each other telepathically? Maybe they just see the light.
Cats.
Yeah, dude. Cats like, oh, they just know how you feel.
No, dude. Cats see in a different light frequency range than humans do, right? This is why like they can see well at night.
It's just, you're just glowing to them and they could see like, oh, ooh.
Your aura, right? They can pick up on your aura.
About to kick me.
Yeah. 100%, dude. 100%. So I think that that's kind of how we're perceiving the world, is in this very limited light spectrum. And then there's these other entities that are being brought to us by these portals that have been built, right? And these aren't the first portals. There were other portals 30,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, different types of portals. It's not just one portal that can make this happen. This is just our current version of the portals that are bringing these entities in, that are tweaking all the frequencies. And then CERN, going back to that, they're trying to merge these different frequencies to create the reality that they want.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know, like, because like I said, there's our speculation as to what they're trying to do, but I wonder if they know, like, you know, we speculate what they were trying to do in Egypt. Oh, you know, they aligned everything to the, maybe it could have been way crazier than that. most likely was way crazier than that. Aligning something to Orion does not seem that spectacular for what those things can do. And then you've got like the Hadron Collider, and it's like they're trying to do something. And they say, oh, you know, we're just replicating things that happen in nature, you know, two molecule or two atoms colliding, you know, at the speed of light, you know, happens all the time. It makes a little microscopic black hole. We're just trying to make it happen on command so we can see what happens. Okay, sure. But like, somebody there knows what they're really trying to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, dude, the head of CERN has come out and said this, right? So like, when I say these crazy things about like what CERN is doing with portals and stuff, it sounds like a conspiracy. It sounds crazy. It sounds like woo. It sounds like I'm speculating. But that's the thing, is yeah, I'm like, not.
Shiva is in the threshold. Their opening ceremony thing was the opening of the gate and the threshold.
Let's just set that aside. Okay, let's just set the circumstantial evidence aside for a second. We don't even have to look at that. You can literally, anybody, I implore you to do this, go and look up the speech from the dude who ran CERN. He was the guy at CERN, and he said with his own mouth, we are opening portals to other dimensions and we are bringing back data. Okay. What happens if you have a computer and you introduce foreign data, foreign code into this computer? You get errors, blue screen, viruses, whatever. It's not good for your computer. Do not introduce foreign shenanigans into your computer. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing in reality. They're opening a portal, going into it, different reality, bringing back information, bringing back light into this reality. They are merging when they do that. He said this.
Yeah, that is merging, dude. Because like okay, so do you remember, I think it was the second Alien vs. Predator movie where they find the pyramid in the Arctic buried like a mile or whatever under the ice? And they do like the flashback of where the pyramids came from. And the predators were like these god alien things that came and taught everybody about all the technology. And then they would release the xenomorph aliens and they would do the big hunt or whatever. And then, you know, they, whatever, I can't even remember how it happened, but then they'd leave and they'd come back every like 1,000 years or whatever. And they, but they had like the pyramid buried. Dude, this is where you're right about predictive programming. And also, like, there's people that just know way more out there. What is with my freaking camera? They have the pyramid buried in the Arctic. And then there's that whole thing about the waters of the north that can cleanse your spirit. It's like, dude, how is everything line up?
Dude.
It's like all the synchronicities. They just all line up all the time.
Well, no, I think that's why I'm saying it's cyclical. Yeah. I think that there's hidden knowledge that only a select few people know. They know that, I'm just throwing random numbers, they know that every 50,000 years, the beings come. Now, some people might say that they're aliens. Maybe they're from Planet X, Nibiru. I don't know. I actually don't really think that anymore. I used to. I'm more on the lines of like they're just interdimensional entities, right? So every 50,000 years or whatever it is, portals get opened and the shit hits the fan, okay? Whether it's like a purge or like a feeding, right? Like you're talking about with the Alien vs. Predator movie, right? Like every so often, portals get opened, entities come through and they feed on us. Now they could be feeding on us physically, like in a freaking movie, right? Like they're eating us like in the fog, right? Or they could be feeding on our energy, our emotions, right? And that's what I think is happening. I think that we are currently in the feeding, but they're just feeding on us
Yeah, dude, things are weird.
You know what I mean?
I think that it has to do something with celestial movements.
Yeah, I mean,
there's there's just like some weird celestial movements just happened recently within like the last couple of years. Whoa.
This is a picture of pyramid in Antarctica.
Whoa, that's oddly pointy and even.
Yeah, dude.
Oddly pointy and even and all by itself.
There's a reason they don't let us go to Antarctica. Maybe it's the ice wall. They want to keep us in here. Earth is flat.
I don't think it's the ice wall, bro. I think that there's definitely some kind of... Maybe that's what... Dude, I wonder if that's what they were trying to do. I wonder if... Wow, dude. I wonder if they were trying to use these pyramids to find where... Oh, dude. Because, like, you got to be looking for something. You got to be looking for something. So, again, this is going back to the Bible. This is some like woo-woo stuff that's not like canonized, but it's still written and a lot of people know about it. And this is the thing, like elites and their families, they just have time to read this stuff. Adam, he gets cast out of the garden and God tells him there's no way back in. There's no way back in. And not only is there no way back into the garden, but like Adam can't see all of the light anymore. He says, I was brighter than the sun. He didn't even, it was not a source of light for Earth or wherever he was. I don't even know where he was. The garden could have been Rahab or, you know, the other planet that was smashed and destroyed. Not even necessarily that he was here on Earth, but when he is here on Earth, he tries to find the waters of the North so that he can get back into the other realm or whatever it is, whatever the Garden of Eden is. He's trying to get back there. And the devil is like, I'll take you there. And he's like, oh, all right, let's go. And so they go off on a trek to go get there. The devil tries to kill him on the way there. But like, this stuff is, oh, dude, there's something just weird about the North. I wonder if the pyramids were like trying to calculate the coordinates of where it is.
There's a magnetic mountain at the North Pole.
Because the pyramids point to true North. Like, and then, you get the waters of the North, and then the North Pole, that whole area is like, you can't go there. You have to get like all sorts of clearance and all sorts of nonsense to go on like guided treks around. You can't just go there willy-nilly. It's all completely off limits for all countries.
So here's a map. So how do I explain this to where it makes sense? So... The idea is, let's just say the Earth is flat, okay? And this outer circle here is the Antarctic ice wall. It's keeping everything in, okay? In the North Pole, which is the very center, right, is this magnetic mountain, okay? And the idea is, so this is where, like, the black sun idea comes from that the Nazis were all into. That underneath the ground, okay, there is another, it's the upside down, okay? You have the upside down under us. And down there is this black sun, which is projecting some energy or some kind of light up through that center North Pole, through that magnetic mountain. And that is, you know, emitting all of this energy and frequencies across this firmament, right? And like, man, how do I explain this? It's so deep that it's hard to even like explain.
So like the magnetic north is like a beacon or like some kind of...
Like a projector.
Ooh.
Okay. And I'm trying to find a picture to kind of show. Okay. So you have this plane. Okay. We're on top of the plane, right? And underneath is this black sun that's doing the motion, right? And then above it's projecting. And then above it is like our sun doing the motion in the opposite direction of the black sun, right? And then if you do the geometry for that, it creates the square and compass, right? You have the sun and the moon, and they come in at an angle to the center point into the North Pole, and then it comes down under the bottom, right? Kind of like some prism shit. But yeah, that's like the whole idea of the Freemasons using the square and compass right? The black sun, square, and compass. It's all just a geometrical representation of these frequencies projecting and then coming out on our plane. It's deep. I have to find it and send it to you, but like...
Yeah, well, that's, and the Nazis were looking into that, right?
Right, yeah, 100%.
Is it any wonder our country took all their best ones, all their smartest ones, and have them running so many companies?
I'm telling you, bro.
NASA, Hugo Boss, Chanel, like billion-dollar companies, all run by ex-Nazis.
That's it, bro. Yeah, they knew some stuff, man.
You know, they knew some stuff, but it's like, yeah, dude, there's definitely hidden knowledge out there. I don't know if we ever. Yeah, I don't like, and this is why I say I don't think that we're capable of. I don't think we're capable of reaching it. I think just cataclysms. I think the flood was a major setback. I think the Tower of Babel was a major setback, and then there's just war. There's just war. There's conquering. There's people who don't. Like, there's people who know that there's some other stuff out there, and their civilizations have not been in war long enough to find these things, these empires. And I think that's kind of why empires, like the goal is to preserve a family that doesn't, you know, it's all in like family lines. So that way you've got generation, 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 generation who doesn't ever have to go to war. They can just keep gaining the knowledge and keep spending all that free time and all that resource just learning about all the different cultures and being like, hold on a second, the Buddhists and the Taoists and the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims and the, you know, these people from this time period and the Huns and the Aztecs and they were all looking at coordinates for something. Oh, they all predicted this thing would happen. Oh, okay, hold on, there's something here. What's going on with this math and this kind of deal?
Okay, I found a decent picture. And this is actually the video too. This guy's like drawing on a whiteboard explaining it. So like you see this circle here, this disc.
Mm-hmm.
This is the plane that we live on. Okay, here's your mountains and shit, right? We're in here on top. And here's like your firmament, right? Goes all the way around, not just a dome. Underneath you have this energy source that's emitting whatever it is, okay? And it's coming through this magnetic north, and it's creating these holographic projections of the sun and the moon and the stars. But if you look at these angles, okay, this is the where they get the representation of the square and compass.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
And
so it's not the core of the earth. It's something else.
Yeah, it's something else.
I guess, I mean, it could be the core of the earth. That still works with a globe earth.
Like, oh, you see these angles?
Plane goes through the middle, and then you have the thing on the bottom, and then the, you know, wow.
Yeah, there's something to it, man. I don't know. There's portals. All I know is that there's portals and there's entities, and we are literally in this freaking The Fog movie right now of some kind.
Yeah, so. they're finding the stuff, man. It's just like, yeah, I think these movies, I think that they are... They've got some predictive programming in it. I think it also has some just like, it's in the information in our DNA from past generations. Like,
that's what it is, man. Honestly, these people who make these movies, I don't even think that they know anything. No. I think that they're just tapping into, you know, when you get into a flow state, right? When you're like playing guitar or writing a song and like something happens while you're doing it where you so hit
where
this,
did that come from?
Yeah, you hit the flow state and next thing you know, like 6 hours just went by, but you got like hella shit done in your music, right? And you were enjoying it. You were high vibrational, like you were just in flow state, boom, right? I think that these people are in a flow state when they're creating these films and shit. and they're tapping into some, like you said, some ancient DNA memory.
Yeah, that's what I think like a DMT trip is. I don't think you're going out of the body. I think you're going in.
Yeah.
I think you're tapping way into like, oh, that, you know, 200 miles of DNA information. Your brain is just accessing all of that information. It's like, it doesn't make sense that everybody with different life experiences and different brain chemistry all get sent, not all, but so many of them get sent to the mother.
I've been there.
Right?
I've been there.
How you got totally different brain chemistry than somebody else, and it's reacting in a different way, but you're still, you see the mother. And then some dude who lives on the other side of the country in like, you know, some, you know, suburb somewhere, or maybe some, you know, like some dude in a gang somewhere has got like nothing in common with you, also goes to the same place.
Yeah, Terrence McKenna talks about this a lot. He talks about how Terrence McKenna talks about how
could be freaking Shiva.
There's like a memory database, right? And that, I forget what it's called, but there's like a root system for mushrooms, right? Where they, it's all across the world. The biggest living
organism. The largest living organism is mushrooms.
Right. So like, that's like a memory card for the earth, essentially, going back a million freaking years. Okay. So then, yeah. So then Terrence McKenna would eat these mushrooms, and then he would have these trips, and he would be like, yeah, dude, we're tapping into like some ancient memory thing. It's like, remember the little thing when you were a kid and you'd hold it up and it had the little circle with the pictures and you'd click it and the pictures would change. It's like that, but like on a whole level. So I think you're right. Like
plugging in an old hard drive you found.
Right.
You're exactly. Like plugging in, you're like, oh, dude, look at all this music I used to have on here, bro. Look at these pictures I just didn't even know about these.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. Yeah, it could be that. It could be that. But like, it makes sense. Like, you've got these archetypes, right? You've got the mother, you've got Mother Earth, you've got the Greeks with Gaia, or I don't know, it might not have been the Greeks, but you've got Gaia, you've got Shiva, and then you've got the crossover between Shiva and the baby, and then Bahamut, and then you also have Baal and Ashtaroth, you know, like they all have like these carryover things that are like, they're in portals, they're sacrificing babies, they're the occult, you know, and the super powerful and the ones that like people are got their eyeballs on. It's just, it's something got taken from era to era, and they've got a common thread. Some information just been being passed down, cross cultures, cross eras, cross eons. It's something to it. And then some people, you know, especially in states like this, where there's no real war, nobody's getting wiped out. The knowledge and the speed in which we are tapping into this, you know, extracurricular stuff starts picking up. We haven't had been in a real like, oh, we might get wiped out war ever.
Bro, check this out. Ready? Algorithm, right? Everything is an algorithm now. In ancient Greek mythology, algos, okay, used by Hesiod in the plural as the personification of pain, both physical and mental. They were the bringers of weeping and tears.
Algo sounds like a bummer to me, dude.
But that's what they use now. Algorithms.
Oh, repetitions, rhythms, repetitions of pain is an algorithm.
And look at society, bro.
Dude. Rhythms,
dude. But this is like a good example. Like, is algo just a name they gave to an entity that utilizes these portals to fuck with us?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be even just like a, like, this is the thing. I think they understood more about humans too.
Yeah, well, they weren't so distracted.
They personify a lot of ancients. They personify human characteristics. So it's like, if you can keep bringing in cycles of pain, you know, I don't know what the rest of the mythology is with Algo, But you know what I mean? There must be, maybe there's some sort of manipulation that can happen, or maybe there's some sort of event that can be triggered through just rhythmic cycles of pain and tears and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean,
there's something, there's something
that every 4 years.
Yeah. There's something there. I mean, like another example, and then we can end because we're over an hour, but one more example of this is like Starbucks logo. It's the two-tailed siren, right? It's a mermaid with two tails is the Starbucks logo. The two-tailed siren, you know, represents addiction and death.
Bring in, bring up a picture of that.
Got you, bro.
Because, I mean, tell me it's a woman in a circle like Shiva.
It's actually multiple circles. Here we go.
I think that's Shiva. I might be mistaken.
No, it's the two-tailed siren.
Oh, bro. I mean,
bro. So, okay, look.
I mean, I get it. I get it. But also bring up the image of the CERN thing and tell me this is not a carryover. I mean, come on. It's got the star on top of its head and everything. All right, guys, take a look at that. Go back to. I mean,
maybe, but I'm well, here's like the original.
Dude, tell me this isn't another culture's version of that.
So here's the thing, right? Let me break down a little bit of the symbolism here. Okay,
Szymanski coffee.
You've got the two-tailed siren. Again, addiction, death. That's the representation of the two-tailed siren. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's addicted to coffee, especially Starbucks, right? You got these bougie chicks out here and these soy boys. They're just addicted to Starbucks, right? And then those are also the chaotic ones, the ones who are out there burning down shit because they're mad about everything, right? Those are your Starbucks addicted.
White people.
Right.
Right.
And it's actually a circle within a circle, which is signifying secret knowledge.
Yeah, an inner circle.
An inner circle.
Yeah.
There's or, something to...
Or a portal.
Or a portal.
She's got that star on the head, dude.
There's something to this, to where they are literally... I'm telling you, bro, we are in the middle of the feeding right now. But the portals are opened.
Look at the original, right? Obviously, that's not brand friendly. And look at the deviation, right? You got the extra circles, you got stars. And dude, you got the oh man, dude, this is just crazy.
The crown.
3, 4, 5, 6. Dude, the whole thing, man. It's.
Yep.
It's all.
You'll never go to Starbucks. You'll never pass a Starbucks now and not see the two-tailed siren and think addiction and death.
It's all, dude, this is, come on. How is this not another, like, it's the same imagery.
What do you see here?
That's Taco Bell logo. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Now that you ask me, I see an eyeball.
What else do you see?
I see a gun trigger.
A six. A
circle.
Oh, whoa.
Here's a six.
Yeah.
With the reptilian eyeball in the Taco Bell logo. Next time you go past a Taco Bell, drive around the building. Count how many of these Taco Bell bells are on the building. I'll tell you now, there's three of them. 666.
Bro, I mean, come on, bro. That's crazy, right?
Is it though?
No, you know what I mean? Like, is that a coincidence?
No, it's not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences.
That's what I'm saying, dude. How you can say things aren't a coincidence. Oh, just, if you look for it, you'll find it. Yes. But you found it. That's, you know what I mean? It doesn't eliminate the fact that.
How many times have you drove past a Taco Bell and never noticed that, though?
I've never been to a Taco Bell. I've never eaten there.
But you drive past them. Over the place.
Never seen it.
So now, every time you see it, you're going to be like, oh, shit, dude.
My phone tries to connect to the Wi-Fi at every Taco Bell I pass. No other place. Just Portals. Taco Bell.
Portals, dude.
Dude, there's something weird. There's just too much weirdness, dude. It's too much. And this is where, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you have to be like, if you're talking to normies, you got to be like, all right, this is too weird. And I get it. Like, you have to be able to get back and look at it objectively and go, yeah, this is weird. Everything is a conspiracy. Everything is a thing. But then if you're a normie, you have to like also look and be like, well, it's possible everything's a thing because four companies own everything. Look it up. It's four, maybe five companies own every major chain in the world.
Including each other.
Yeah. Oh, and they, of course they cross-pollinate. They own shares of each other. Like, I can't remember what it is. I watched a video on it. The guy was explaining like these four companies own things that are not even remotely in their field. You know, they own Johnson & Johnson and Mars Bar and Virgin Mobile. And I mean, just crazy stuff. So if four companies decided, hey, we're going to put the symbology in everything that we own, well, they own everything. So it would show up. It makes sense that there's a 666 in Taco Bell, and there's the two-tailed siren, and maybe Shiva crossover in Starbucks, and you know the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy has 3.5 mustaches. You know, there's just something for everything. If you look for it, you find it. But it doesn't negate the fact that it's there.
It's there.
Weird, dude. And I think like you're saying, I totally agree with you. There are cycles of peace when, and I think it has to do two things, cycles of peace and cycles in the stars. I think it has, both of those things happen and everything kind of lines up. The stars align, big air quotes, and the elites of the time, of the era, try to like, okay, we've got time. Let's go dig into whatever the ancients were looking at, right? There was something there. There's no way. All these civilizations came up with pyramids on their own that calculate things, right? There's no way. There had to be something on this planet or off this planet that they were all coordinating to find. So they could be, what it is.
They could be trying to defend themselves against whatever is coming through these portals. Maybe these portals aren't designed to bring entities that affect you and I negatively, but they actually go after the parasites.
They could have been some sort of like defense mechanism that, you know, obviously is not needed. They could have been like, you know, we built these things, sealed them out. They're gone. You know, like what X-Men, they like buried Apocalypse and he's in there and he's bound in the tomb and he can't get out. And then some dum-dum goes in there and lets him out. And that's not the plot of the mummy. They like seal them in the book or in the tomb or whatever, and then they let it out, and then boom. Now we have, you know, Brendan Fraser, the last time he looked half decent before he went crazy. But yeah, like I think it's happening. I think we're getting to a point where we've been at relative peace on Earth for long enough, and technology has progressed fast enough. We're in like that sweet spot where, like, you know, the last war was almost 100 years ago. The last world war, we're just rounding the corner. We're 15 years away from it really popping off. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like we're pretty close. Wait, hold on a second. When was the first world war?
I think it ended in 1917.
1919,
World War I.
Yeah, it was right before the 20s. Yeah. We've already passed the first one. We're rounding the corner for, 100 years since this. I mean, 100 years, we've made a lot of progress in 100 years. There's really been nothing crazy. Nothing on that scale. No one's getting wiped out. Not really. There's some pretty nasty stuff going on, but it's nothing.
Yeah, nobody's
getting wiped off the map.
It's
so
the same.
Elites from every single country, on the planet have time now. They're not going to war. All of the elites can get together now and be like, hey, what's going on here? Because they're not fighting.
No,
they're not good for them.
They're building their defense against whatever's coming. I truly believe this. I said this on episode one.
They're building their currencies.
They got their underground bunker cities, right? Like they're building things like CERN to merge realities because they know something is happening, right? Whether it's the second coming or the aliens are coming back, I don't know.
Rocket ships to get off the planet. Like they're doing all kinds of stuff.
They know something's coming for them and they are freaking out. So they have to lock it down, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think we're in that sweet spot. I think we're in the sweet spot, and I think it's going to get there. I think they're going to get super, 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 super close. We might get the closest we've ever been. I think it's going to be peaceful. I think there's going to be cataclysms. There's going to be, you know, bad stuff for the plebs, for the lowly people. We're going to suffer really bad inflation. We're going to be under the thumb of the authoritarians that keep the people down so that way they don't start going to war and no one starts popping off. They keep just the people suppressed so that they can go and gallivant around and do their stuff. I think that's, we're going to suffer and they're going to keep experimenting and then somebody's going to mess it up and it's going to get reset. Oh my, great reset. I think it's going to reset and we're going to go back to losing a lot of that knowledge and then having to take off again.
Part of the cycle, man.
That's what the great reset is.
Part of the cycle, dude.
Man, I always think the great reset is like the new world order and like the future, but it could be that they know that they're like, we've gotten really close to figuring this thing out and then something bad happens and then we get reset. I wonder if that's what they're preparing for. We're going to get close and we have to be ready if something bad happens.
Well, last time it happened, thousands of years
ago. Jump into a theory, dude. We got to pick it up next time. Yeah. I'm about to jump into a theory. I want to say it.
We can talk about it next time. Go ahead. Go.
There have been multiple resets because they do open something up and something bad happens when they open it up.
Yep. And there's always there's always survivors who carry on the information and they build
it better next time.
But it's always the same parasite class. Why? Look at it now. They've got underground cities. So when they open it up and everything hits the fan, these psychopaths will go into their underground bunkers and in 1,000 years they'll come crawling out and they'll start over with the knowledge that they've kept.
Yeah, they're preserving it. It's like when you go to prison, they say like some of the worst places you can go to as a first time felon is prison, because you go in there and be like, oh yeah, I tried to rob a bank. And all the people that did successfully rob the bank go, well, how'd you do it? And they go, oh, I did this. Ah, that's not how you do it, man. Here's how you do it. And then you get out of prison and you go, I actually know how to rob a bank now. I'm going to try it again the right way. You know? And so it's like, yeah, you get reset, but when you reset, you learn a lot. And you come back and try it again and go, oh, okay, here's where we messed up. Like Jade was making cake pops a couple of days ago. Mm. And she like made them and they didn't work and she had to reset. And she had to, but she learned a whole bunch and they dropped and they were destroyed or whatever. She made them again and they were a little bit better, but they weren't right. And so she had to reset and do it. Maybe that's what the great reset is, dude. Ooh.
That's it, dude.
Ooh. This is a juicy episode.
Juicy episode. Next time we got to pick it up on this because
we need to do a whole episode of like the great reset, what it could be, because
I got stuff floating around in my head now.
Yeah, man. Oh,
fired
thanks
up
watching, guys. Thanks for watching, guys. Support the podcast.
Yeah,
we love doing this.
This is fun. And I've got another guest that I'm working on getting, big name guys.
It rhymes with Bo Bogan.
That's funny. Anyways, I'm getting out of here. It's close to my bedtime.
Oh, it's past my bedtime.
Okay. Well, later, nerds.
Late, you guys.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. Later, nerds. Bye.